Psalm 117 is a very interesting psalm. It's obviously the shortest psalm in the entire book of Psalms. It's also the shortest chapter in the entire Bible. As a result of this, the tendency would be to gloss over and to pass it by. But in fact, some commentators do that. They connect it to the next psalm and just make some passing comments. But the truth is, it is the shortness of the psalm that catches your eye, the shortness of the psalm that makes it stand out. Well, this psalm is a psalm that has been used at mission conferences to challenge nations and peoples to get right with God. It's certainly right at any time to challenge people to get right with God, but this psalm is really not about that. This psalm is about a time when all nations and all peoples will praise the Lord. J. Vernon McGee said, this psalm is like a little atomic bomb, and when it goes off, the whole world will stand in awe of the presence and power of God. And the whole world will be praising God. And this is really not an invitation to all people to praise the Lord. It's a declaration of a time when all people will praise the Lord. So we come to this psalm with the knowledge that every word of God has been placed into his inspired word. So that means this little psalm is just as important as the larger psalms. This fact is, this little psalm that caught the eye of the Apostle Paul, because he quoted in Romans 15:11, in building his case for the fact that the Gentiles could partake of God's grace in a context of a program that was Jewish. The pronoun us in verse 2 refers to Israel, but may be expanded to those that are non-Jewish. So the theme of the psalm is really not hard to see. All nations and all people are to praise the Lord and boast about the Lord for his great mercy in permitting them to share in a program in which we all share the eternal blessings with Israel. Now, that's the theme of the psalm, but getting all nations, all people to come to this place will take a major work of God. Two times in two verses we read, praise the Lord. The word praise, or hallel, is one that means to show forth the brightness and grandeur of God. It means to shine forth the greatness of God. The word laud means to praise God in the sense of boasting about him in a soothing way. Hallelujah, praise psalms, are not about running or jumping or shouting or collapsing. They're about clearly showing forth the greatness of God in a way that boasts about him. Now, the proper noun Lord refers to the sovereign I Am and covenant God of Israel. You cannot read the name Jehovah or Lord without thinking of Israel. There will come a day when all nations will praise the God of Israel for his sovereign greatness and glory and grace. Now, in this psalm, there are three points the writer makes. First of all nations will praise the Lord. Look at the first verse. It says, praise the Lord, all nations. One of the things we may observe is there is a mention of the nations, that there is mention of all people, but there's no mention of Israel. So this is aimed at non-Israeli nations. So one day all non-Israeli nations and all non-Israeli peoples will be invited to praise the Lord. And one of the reasons why will be because of the amazing things they've seen God do for Israel. Typically, during elections, the candidates promote the idea of freedom of religion. The Bible does not promote that idea at all. All nations are responsible and accountable for the God of the Bible. And in fact, all nations will be held accountable as to how they shine forth in a clear and sharp way the grandeur and brightness of God. Zechariah the prophet predicted that there would come a day when many nations would gather to worship God because of the privilege they have in sharing in a program with Israel. There will come a time when all the nations of the world that are left after the tribulation will actually travel to Jerusalem to offer praise to God. Now, when Jesus was first here on earth, he specifically said that the gospel is not to be proclaimed to just the Gentiles. It was a process that he was working through as he was moving from the Jews, ultimately, when we see later that the Gentiles would be preached to by Paul. The truth is, very few nations of the world shine forth the praises of God. And there will come a day when all the nations of the world and all the people of the world will shine forth the praise of God. There will come a day when the goyim, the nations, will praise the Lord. There will come a day when no nation on earth will be atheistic or agnostic. There will come a time when there will be no more idolatrous, false religions in any part of the world. And so that is a day to look forward to. All peoples also will praise the Lord. Look at the second part of verse 1. Extol him, all peoples. Come a day when the true God of the Bible will be praised nationally, internationally, and individually. Every individual will praise him. Every individual will extol him. That word extol is one that means to praise God in the sense of happily boasting about God. And every individual on the face of the earth will do that. In fact, the emphasis of all peoples means that one day all nations and individuals will be praising and extolling God. We could see from this that there's an accountability for nations to praise and worship the true God. But that accountability also extends to individuals. In other words, individuals have their own culpability. All people have a responsibility to shine forth the greatness of God, regardless of what a nation does. The individual people have a responsibility to shine forth the greatness of God and praise Him. We need to be people who testify of the greatness of the power and the glory of God. We need to be people that testify of the fact that God is the God of Israel. And there's specific reasons why all people will praise the Lord. Look at the second verse. For great is His steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. So we see these reasons because of the loving kindness of God. Any connection God has to Israel and any connection God has to nations and all peoples is due to His grace and mercy. And that word loving kindness is one that speaks of a desire of God to show Himself gracious and merciful to those who find themselves in unfavorable and helpless condition. And the potential we have to praise the Lord is due to the grace and mercy of God. Now we may specifically notice that the group that God targets to be the recipient of His grace and mercy is us. That pronoun immediately connects to Israel, but also includes all nations and peoples who are in the position to praise the Lord. So God targets His people to be the recipients of His grace and mercy. Specifically in the Old Testament, this refers to a time when Israel will be praising God because she has finally come to a place where she recognizes the grace and mercy of God in preserving her and saving her. Now we know from studying the Bible and from just looking at contemporary events that Israel is not faithful to God. In fact, she has turned against God and His word time and time again, but God always preserved her and protected her. Her very existence is due to the grace of God. There will come a day when she will be praising God for His great grace and mercy. There will also come a time when all nations and all peoples will be doing the same thing. The language here means that there will come a time when all nations and all peoples will be praising God because His grace and mercy have prevailed. It's a twofold praise. First, all nations will praise God. They get to share in a program. And then, all peoples will praise God because they were individually saved. This is a cause for great praise. Every nation on earth has experienced the mercy of God. Nations that have mocked God, nations that have worshipped false gods, have still experienced many demonstrations of God's grace and mercy. But then we see it's because of the truth of God. There will come a day when every nation, every individual in the world will praise God because He is a God of truth and fulfilled every promise He's made concerning Israel and the nations and concerning heaven and hell. And the truth of God is everlasting. It is a truth that is forever. So if God promises that Israel will have a land, that she's going to have it. If God promises people who believe in Christ will have everlasting life, they will receive it. So the point is all nations and all people will one day praise God and extol God because His truth is everlasting. And so when people gather together to praise God by focusing on the truth of His word is actually something that has eternal significance. So let's be people that live loving the fact that God's grace and mercy is rooted in truth.